So how many of you people out there have been attacked by some of your, quote, conspiracy theory craziness, unquote? Because I have been, definitely have been attacked. And every single time that things come true, I just sit there and I think, thank you, Lord, for pulling off the scales from my eyes. This all happened back in 2020. I think many of you might also have seen some things that were going on in 2020. Before 2020, I absolutely believed that the government was out for our safety, that people that were in high celebrity positions, I believed what they said. I followed them. In some cases, I might have idolized them. I will say that before 2020, my husband was like, do you know anything that is going on in the world? And I would say, no, I really don't. And that was because I was so deep into learning about my faith, which is the Catholic faith, learning about the sacraments of the church, learning how to pray, working on my ministry, which was to help others to deepen their relationship with God and the Catholic faith, to understand what is all a part of that. My husband would come home and he would be like, hey, did you hear so-and-so died? No, really? And seriously, he would have issues with me not being involved in the world. Now, when God calls us out of the world, that doesn't mean that we escape from the world. He wants us to bring truth to the culture, to speak about the evil that is going on right in front of our eyes, that is being taught to our children, the grooming, transgenderism, sleeping around, the hookup culture. I look at some of the kids today and I am beyond shocked at how they wear these clothes that shows so much of their skin. And where are the parents saying, honey, maybe you shouldn't wear that half top and those shorts that are crawling up your butt. Maybe that's not the best purity symbol. And there's another piece of confession where we can be blamed for causing someone else to sin with their eyes. Let's go back to the Bible, right? You've already committed adultery with your eyes. You don't even have to do the act, Jesus says. And we, and I'm speaking to women here, and men too. If you guys are out there with your little short shorts and no shirt on out in the world, maybe you got a great body, but do you have to be showing it? Maybe women are looking at you and fantasizing about having sex with you. That is a sin that you have to hold on yourself. So back to 2020, and I was looking yesterday at the readings, and I was like, gosh, Lord, you are so in action right now. You are confusing the evil one and all of his minions around here to do stupid things, to show even more how evil they are. Okay, one of the conspiracy theories, which is now fact, and I'm telling you, get out of the mainstream media. If you go on Google, which I just did to see what would come up, you're going to have MSN.com. You're going to have some of the mainstream newspapers like, I don't know, the New York Times and things like that, that are saying that Tennessee is believing conspiracy theory. Just the other day, I talked about the airplanes in the sky that are just putting chemicals in the atmosphere. These chemicals, barium and aluminum, BA is barium's elemental symbol, and aluminum is AL. You put those things together and it's BAAL. The symbolism is going to bring them down. They're so stupid. But they have to tell us. And some of us don't have the eyes to see. But if you look up in the sky and you see all of these quote-unquote clouds, or what they call contrails, C-O-N trails, which I laugh because that is conning us. There are contrails, they're called condensation trails, and they go across the sky from a plane that's increasing altitude. And it's water vapor. And water vapor goes away very fast. You can see this on X, everyone, formerly Twitter. Just search chemtrails, C-H-E-M, trails. And you will see a plane flying next to another plane. One has contrails, which go away very quickly. There's just a short little tail at the back end of that plane. And then you'll see the other one that is emitting the chemicals in the atmosphere. How many of you are dizzy out there? How many of you are really having problems with their memories, and it has nothing to do with your alcohol usage, your drug usage? All of a sudden you're like, I just can't remember anything. And you're not at an elderly age. Maybe you're 40, 50, 30. So Tennessee, just yesterday, passed a bill. A new bill prohibiting the federal government from engaging in geoengineering experimentation involving the release of chemicals into the sky, what some refer to as chemtrails. And it passed the Senate on Monday. Can I tell you how happy I am that I have a place down in Tennessee? I mean, bring it. Look up in the sky next time and you will see long trails coming on the outside of a plane. It might even be the plane that you're riding on. It doesn't have to be a military plane. The sky is pale blue. It's supposed to be a beautiful, deep blue. I was out walking the other day. The sky didn't have a cloud in it. And then I saw those planes and I just got so angry. Lord, what is going on? Stop this, please. You're killing us. You are allowing us to be killed with this stuff. And then a couple hours later, because of all these planes that were putting that stuff in the sky, then it's a cloudy, hazy day covering up the sun. It's chemicals that are going into our brains. It passes the blood-brain barrier, and it's taking away our vitamin D. How many of you out there are gardeners? How many of you out there have noticed that your plants and everything isn't really growing that well? Because they're covering up the sun, too. Now, I don't know how it is in certain areas, but I have been in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I have been to Santa Fe. I have been to Arizona. And I can see those plane lines everywhere. I don't know if it makes the same cloud kind of thing. I think it might just be in my area in the Midwest. You tell me. Send me a note, Kendra@KendraVonAsch.com. This is also why our weather is so crazy. Don't believe me? Go look up HAARP. I think it's AARP. There is weather warfare out there. And they want you to believe that it's the climate crisis, which is a total bunch of BS. Baloney. It's a hoax. Because they want everyone to turn toward their new energy. If you look at the Senate, there's a place where you could go, and I don't remember what it's called, but you can act. This is America, by the way. I know there's some people globally that listen to this, but it's probably the same where you are. We are allowed to see what our senators and our congresspeople put in their own investments. What do they trade on? What do they invest in? Like before COVID, masks. They also invested in that stuff that you put on your hands to get rid of all the bacteria. They invested in the pharmaceutical companies. They knew what was coming. I go back to 2020, perfect vision. God was taking the veil off of a lot of people's eyes. You may not have noticed back in 2020, but that was when I started looking into all of this stuff that started coming my way through friends on the journey saying, well, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? And I'll be very honest with you. I sometimes had what they call cognitive dissonance. Like, I didn't want to believe it, but I had to look it up. And then the more I dug in, the more I noticed, oh my gosh, this is true. And how can you believe that people could actually want to harm you? Because I kept thinking, well, they have to breathe this air too, don't they? Unless, of course, they're billionaires and millionaires and high-powered people that have a ton of money. They could pump their own pure oxygen in their own homes. So there's some things that can help you. You can get NAC, which is a supplement that hopefully takes away metals. It's a metal detox. Go look up somewhere online for metal detoxification so you can help yourself. It does make a difference in your energy, in your memory. You don't have that brain fog as much. And I used to think all my brain fog came from my sugary, carby kind of eating. And some of it did, by the way. I mean, you do take away a ton of inflammation, and inflammation happens in your brain. But it wasn't until I started taking NAC that things started to get a lot better. And we have to detox. We got a lot of stuff that we got to detox. A ton of chemicals in our food. Europe doesn't have half of the stuff. They actually ban the yellow, red, blue colors that we have all over the place. When you eat Doritos that are an electric pink color, yeah, hello, don't do that. And by the way, Doritos is also another evil company. If you recall the crazy pedophile global sponsor that they had for just a couple of days, I did a video on that on my YouTube channel. They took that person away because everyone was like, yep, gonna boycott them. I mean, it's really hard to find companies that actually are good. I'm now getting into candles that are based on beeswax and coconut oil because of the toxins that are in the candles that you're buying everywhere else. And I have these candles that are in a glass container, and the whole glass is black. What do you think you're inhaling? Anyway, I don't want to scare you. I don't want you to all fear, because today in the readings, you heard that Jesus is going to bring peace back in the world. I truly believe that this year, especially in America, with the election that's coming up, I'm laughing because I'm thinking for the word, and I just got done telling you that NAC is helping me. Anyway, the election year, there's going to be so much stuff happening. You've heard about squatters. There's a Biden law that allows squatters to sit in your house. Are you kidding me? If they've been there for a month? Can't wait to get down to my property in Tennessee just to make sure there's nobody there. But in the end, everyone, don't be worried. Don't fear. Jesus allows this to happen. He's pulling the veil away. I think I always go to X, formerly Twitter, and I look at Elon Musk, and he even posted this meme, and a meme is like a picture of something, and it said, things aren't getting more evil. The veil that used to protect you from it is being pulled away. So this evil has been out there for a very long time. We just never questioned it. We just blindly believed that universities and corporations and government institutions, government leaders, Hollywood, actors and actresses, celebrities, the sports figures, that they all want the best for us. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. And it's not everyone. Doctors also. Gosh, so much is coming out from the jab, the bioweapon, the thing that they use, seriously, to decrease population. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This is a fact. You can listen to Klaus Schwab. You can listen to Bill Gates. There's a funny video, not a funny video actually, but I find it funny that it's circulating now when I saw it 4 years ago, which was Bill Gates saying, look, there's too many people on the planet. Do you think God would have said from the very beginning with Adam and Eve, be multiply, reproduce? And to Abraham, you know, you're going to have, I'm going to make you so fertile that you're going to reproduce and create great nations. Do you think God wouldn't have created an earth that can sustain us with the things that we need to keep us alive and healthy and well? Well, in the video, he ends up saying that we have a lot of ways that we could take care of population control. One of them, he said, reproductive health care, which, hello, is abortion. Think about it. And then, of course, he said with vaccines. He said this out loud, but people probably didn't even think about it, didn't even hear it. They don't want us. They want to control us. They don't want us to be in the numbers that we are because it's difficult to control. That's why they want these smart cities where you just stay in a little area. That's why they want electric everything so they can shut down the power grid. They don't want you to have cans of gas in your house to do things and to recharge your home, to live, to keep your refrigerator going. They don't want you to be self-sufficient. They want to control us, and they don't want as many of us. And it sounds so bizarre and about like craziness, right? What? What? But it is everywhere. They just had meetings in Davos talking about this. Global leaders from all across the world talking about population control, making up the whole climate crisis to put fear into your minds and into your hearts, which is a total lie. By the way, these recycling companies don't know what to do with all the stuff that they're recycling too. That's a story for another time. Now, I'm going to be interviewing Zachary King next Thursday. Holy Thursday. It starts the Triduum. And I want your questions for him. He's a former Satanist. He was a high wizard. He worked with the Illuminati. And we're going to talk about that. Who's the Illuminati? It's the billionaires that end up controlling the world. People like the Rockefellers, the royal family, etc., etc. A lot of them, we don't even know who they are. But he has cast spells on the world working for these billionaires. So what questions? Go on out there. Just search Zachary King, Satanist, and he converted to Catholicism because of our Blessed Mother Mary and her miraculous medal. We'll talk about that, obviously, but I just want you to send me questions. I've got some of you sending me some stuff. I'm not going to have the traditional interview with him. I really want to dive into specifically what can we look out for with people who are casting spells on the world. And in some cases, us, individually, and we may not even know it. And how do we fight back? How do we identify the spiritual battle and the attacks from the evil one in our lives? And then later today, I'm going to come Saturday with Kendra and talk a little bit more about the rosary, specifically from the secrets of the rosary. We're going to talk about the diabolical. So at one point in time in this short little book, demons were forced to confess the power of the rosary, and a warning for those who hate the rosary and who are out there telling people not to pray it, that it's a waste of time. That's heretical. That's heresy. And there are people that had the finger of God, tweak them, flick them, whatever it is where you go bink and you flick them on the side of the head. Yeah, the finger of God showed up in a couple of these people's lives, and they were priests. So join me later on YouTube, Saturday with Kendra. And look, conspiracies are not theories in a lot of cases, and they have been proven over and over and over again. Who is trying to say that they're conspiracy theorists? It's the people who don't want to be found out. It's the mainstream media that is dying here because so many people aren't watching them anymore, because we can clearly see the lies. They're lying to our face. Let's just go back to safe and effective. 100% safe and effective. Did the government, the CDC, all of the news companies, the president, everybody telling us that the vaccine, the bioweapon, is safe and effective? And now it's all over. All over. Probably for the last 3 or 4 years. Information, peer-reviewed studies that the CDC didn't have. By the way, masks don't work either. I mean, come on. Now we just have to be like, okay, let's spread the truth. That's the point of my message here. I've never stopped sharing this stuff, no matter who looks at me and thinks I'm crazy. I remember my father-in-law laughed at me when I said, we're not taking the vaccine. I almost believe that my husband was shedded on. A totally healthy man who happened to be working in corporate America, and his company said, hey, if you don't want to wear the mask anymore, go ahead and get the vax, and then you don't have to wear the masks. Well, he never did it, kept wearing the mask. 2 weeks later, they put the masks back on everybody because everyone's still getting sick. There's such a thing as shedding. When you get a vaccine, it comes out of your pores, comes out of your breath. It is passable. Look up shedding. And by the way, if you're going on Google, go way, way, way back to the 50th page, and you'll find out that it is true. All righty, everyone. Look, truth is truth. No matter if it's religious truth about our faith, about Jesus, it's also truth in the world and what is out there and how we have to help people open up their eyes. 2020, we all want to have perfect vision. So let's ask Jesus and Mary to give us the strength to go forward and to speak the truth. And don't think that you don't have power. Maybe you can go to your local government and say, hey, we want to step behind what Tennessee is doing with the chemicals that you're spraying in our skies, in our state. It's one thing to be knowledgeable about what's going on, and another thing to sit on your hands and do nothing about it. Anyway, I don't think I finished my father-in-law, but he laughed in my face and in Jeff's face that we wouldn't take the vaccine. And now I turn around and I'm like, yeah, there were no tests. And as a matter of fact, the test that they did have now is coming out through all of these Freedom of Information Act requests, proving that it was killing babies, that it was killing people. One death in a vaccine is going to take it off the shelf, and look at how much is happening here. All right, I got to go. I got to get to Mass. I love you all so much. Let's pray briefly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, Holy Spirit, put the truth into our hearts and give us the courage to get out there and speak it so that others can see the evil that has always been in our lives, but we have just had the scales over our eyes. Give us courage, give us strength, give us information, give us facts so that we can stand proud and stick up for your holy children, those who are blind walking in this earth without your truth. Holy Father, we will now pray for all of those souls in purgatory. Please bring them to you in your heavenly kingdom when we list them by name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Please give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Okay, I gotta run, go to Mass. I will keep you all in my prayers. Do some research, dive in, but don't forget, if you're going on Google, which I highly recommend you don't, go to Brave, brave.com, and look at the information. Go ahead and look at like MSN.com, who says conspiracy theorists in quotes. Look at how they manipulate you and laugh at it. Because with prayer, with the Holy Spirit, you're going to see the truth. Oh, wow, this is a long one. Alrighty, everyone, pray for me as I go through my Saturday with Kendra video, that it's not going to take so long, and that all of the questions come in for Zachary King so that I can have a unique interview with him that shows us the true battle that we are in, because we are not battling people and the flesh. We are battling powers and principalities. All right, everyone, I love you all. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body, and have a blessed and inspired day.